You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. And what do we say on this day of the week? Well, we're halfway through it, so we say WTW, don't we? Of course we do. Yes, welcome. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to this morning's Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. Lovely to be with you, on this Wednesday morning. Coming to the end, aren't we, slowly, to the end of June. We are the 29th. It is Wednesday the 29th. Let's just look at a few things, two or three relevant to today, in the world of entertainment history. We've got to the year 1897, the Chicago Cubs, and they scored 36 runs in a game against Louisville, setting a record for runs scored by a team in a single game. 1901, the first edition of Editor and Publisher was issued in the United States, up there in America. 1956, film star Marilyn Monroe and playwright Arthur Miller were married, and they were divorced on the 20th of January in 1961.
Morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Why do I feel the flame? Climb the sun and you do.
tell you what, it is the promise of a new day. Giving you the new day. Now let's see what you can do with it. Paula Abdul, of course, and that's from 1991. Second single and lead off track from her album, which is called Spellbound. Let's say, we got a new day. Let's see what we can do with it, shall we? Let's try and be cheerful today, shall we? Who can it be now? This time of the morning, it's only one person, really. It's me. Men at Work. And that was released. That's another one. Well, that's not 91. That's 1981. 10 years for Paula Abdul. And off of their debut album, Business As Usual, on which the track was later included. Keep your nine a timer, 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. Take us to our shower song this morning. Brian Adams.
Try. I'm going one way.
Mr. Brian Adams, bring us to 15 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock. Can't stop this thing we've started. No, we haven't, so we'll continue. Tell you what, got a busy little morning for you this morning. I'm going to tell you more about that after we've, got you spruced up and on your way to where it is you're going on this Wednesday morning. If you just joined us, a very good morning. Just open those sleepy eyes. It is Wednesday. It is the 29th of June. Time to get in the shower. You're going to love this. Jai Bunny and the Master Mixers. Oh dear, oh dear, I'm worn out after that, I can tell you. Oh, time for another lie down. Anyway, How'd you getting on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Wednesday morning, boys and girls? And what we got lined up for this morning, happy to say Andreas is going to be back with us this morning. That's in the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to looking at some movies. What he's got for us this morning, it says independent movies worth watching. The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, Everything, Everywhere, at All at Once, and Cha-Cha, Real Smooth. So that's what we got in the 8 o'clock hour. Last hour this morning, got a nice treat for you. Going to be linking up, we're going to be linking up this morning with Club Med. We're going to be chatting with Sandra Hernandez from Club Med. It looks like they got their eyes on Panama. And why not? What a great place to be, isn't it? So that's what we got lined up for your usual bits and pieces, of course, as well. Time right now, we are making our way to 20 and a half minutes after 6 o'clock.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
there we go. KC and the Sunshine Band, and Keep It Coming, Love. And this brought us to almost exactly 28 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock here on this Wednesday morning's Breakfast Show.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Invento Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Fast and safe. Ship internationally to more than 220 countries and territories with DHL Express. Exporting or importing documents and packages has never been easier with blazing speeds and special promotions. Come visit our retail locations where packaging solutions from half a kilo up to 25 kilos are included at no additional cost. DHL Express. Excellent and simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica. Panamá.
Muy pronto, la extensión de la línea 1 hasta Villa Zahita se hará realidad, beneficiando a más de 300.000 residentes del área norte de la ciudad. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
And the time on this morning's breakfast show is 30 seconds after half past, so that's 30 and a half minutes. After 6, or if you prefer, and it's a lot easier, 29 and a half minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. Let's take a look, shall we, some of the local news that we will be looking at in more detail a little bit later on at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. The Ministry of Health's report for yesterday, 1,989 new infections of COVID-19 in the last 24 hours. They don't seem to be going down, do they? The number of active cases nationwide now amounts to 14,520. The 1,989 infections reported were detected after the application of 10,574 tests, which reflects a positivity of 18.8%. And again, not going down. It's been hovering around 18-19% for some time now. It is detailed in the last 24 hours, one death was confirmed due to COVID-19 and three others from previous dates are updated. Panama accumulates now 8,352 deaths and a positivity, remains at 0.9%. In addition, the ministry reported that the number of active cases amounts to 14,520 nationwide. Of this figure, 14,300 are in home isolation and 220 are hospitalized. Those in isolation, they're divided into 14,288 at home and 12 in the so-called hospital hotels. Those hospitalized are 187 in the wards and 33 in the intensive care units. The Minister of Health, Luis Francisco Sucre, advised on Tuesday that the program called Solidarity Medicines, or MedicSol, is a palliative plan in the face of the shortage of medicines in the country. MedicSol cannot be and is not the definitive plan to address this issue, Sucre assured in statements on TVN Noticias. He also clarified that the MedicSol plan, we have not set a definitive date, but we do know that it has an expiration date. It's not the ultimate solution, he remarked. What is expected is that by the time it is time to change the government, we have already left a solution, said the head of the Ministry of Health. The former president of the Republic, Ricardo Martinelli Berrocal, must provide information on his income purchases, assets, liabilities and expenses corresponding to 4 years. This is from 2018 to 2022, according to a document that was partially disclosed by his spokesperson, Luis Eduardo Camacho. Publio de Garcia, head of the General Directorate of Revenue, in which he requests a collaboration of Martinelli during an exhibiting and or visual inspection, in the sense that it facilitates the obtaining of collated copies of the electronic information stored in electronic devices and all the information inherent to the development of the audit. And there is quite a list of requirements that Mr. Martinelli must go through to comply. The meeting between agricultural and cargo carriers, international cargo and producers, with a government commission to discuss various aspects, including the cost of fuel, ended on Tuesday without an agreement. The meeting was held at the headquarters of the Provincial Council of Chiriquí, and although there was no consensus, the Minister of Agricultural Development and the head of the Government Commission, Augusto Valderrama, said that they are willing to continue with the talks. They've offered light transport a subsidy of $519.17 per month, medium freight transport $300.85, while heavy transportation, $563 a month. And as for the mule type or articulated refrigerated truck, they will be given a support of $1,126.32 a month. But they consider that they do not agree with the offer because they're asking for freezing of fuel of $3.95 for all transportation in general, Valderrama explained. It is estimated, apparently, that some 100,000 quintals of agricultural products are no longer being transported to national markets. The Ombudsman of Panama, Eduardo LeBlanc, warned that there is no precise number of irregular migrants who are unable to cross the Darien jungle bordering Colombia for various reasons. LeBlanc warned that the fact that the Colombian authorities do not share the figures with Panama, there is no certainty of how many people enter the jungle, and therefore the amount that is left behind is unknown. The Ombudsman of Panama stated that this can be resolved with the cooperation of the countries, recalling that the Panamanian authorities have held meetings with the Colombian counterpart and those of Costa Rica, but if they do not agree and share information, people will continue to stay or basically get lost in the jungle, and we're going to have to carry more missing and deceased people out of the Darien. So the speculations are cleared up so that direct information is available in real time and from the main actors. For these and a long list of reasons, citizens, lawyers and representatives of political parties believe that the third criminal trial court should broadcast the preliminary hearing in the Odebrecht case on television or on its YouTube channel. The preliminary hearing of what is considered the most important corruption and money laundering case in recent times is scheduled to take place between the 18th of July and the 5th of August. The process tracks the multi-million dollar bribes paid by the Brazilian construction company in Panama and links 62 people, including the former presidents of the Republic, Ricardo Martinelli and Juan Carlos Varela, as well as former ministers, lobbyists and businessmen, among others. But it is from the thesis that all hearings, not just the Odebrecht one, must be public. Just as it was publicized when people were going to be charged, it should be publicized how that is going to be going to a hearing, so that the citizens can witness what is really happening and hear the investigations that were carried out for these proceedings, it was stated. Yesterday, some 60 families, yes, it poured with rain, didn't it? Some 60 families were affected by the heavy rains in the villages of Borunga and Nuevo Chorio in the district of Arihan in west Panama. Likewise, the overflow of the stream caused flooding in 8 homes in downtown Borica, Blanco Arriba and Finca Aguacate, Rudolf Aguilar, Corregimiento Baru of Chiriquí, all affected. A preventative green alert will be enforced throughout the country. Now, according to CINEPROC, the warning is due to low-pressure systems, the inclusion of Tropical Wave 11, and the probability of a tropical cyclone north of Panama. So there we go. That's it. There's our look at some of the things in the local news. We'll be looking at in more detail 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. Looking out the studio window, though, I tell you what, we have a lot of blue sky out there this morning. A little bit like yesterday. Yesterday was rather nice, but when we get these things like the cyclones and hurricanes out there, they seem to suck up all our bad weather, don't they? So let's keep our fingers crossed, shall we? 21.5 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock.
Jerry D.
For those paying attention, we've already played that one. Haven't played this one, though. Time on the Breakfast Show, 17 before 7. This is Tracy Spencer. And it's called This House. Spencer and This House. I tell you, I was rummaging, as I do, rummaging around the internet to see what stories I could find. I found one here on the BBC, which is quite interesting. It says fossilized remains belonging to some of humanity's oldest ancestors are far older than scientists had originally thought, new research has shown. The fossils, including one belonging to ancient cavewoman, Mrs. Ples, I love it, were buried for millennia in South African caves, which are known as the cradle of humankind. Modern testing methods now suggest that the group of early humans roamed the Earth between 3.4 and 3.7 million years ago. And this new new timeline could reshape the common understandings of human evolution. It means, apparently, that there are now more possible ways by which our ancestors could have evolved into early humans. For years, scientists believed the Australopithecus Africanus species. There we go. I shouldn't have started this one, should I? Whose fossils were discovered in the Sterkfontein Caves. This is near to Johannesburg. Had been less than 2.6 million years old. Now, but they reckon they're another sort of million years older. And the underground complex has yielded more of the early human remains than anywhere else in the world, including the near-complete skull discovered in 1947 belonging to an early cavewoman who they've nicknamed Mrs. Pless. I'm surprised she didn't leave her, she didn't leave her address with anybody. Anyway, we're keeping an eye on the time. We're 11 and a half minutes right now. That is before the hour of 7 o'clock. This is Fleetwood Mac. Don't stop. Okay. Fleetwood Mac and don't stop. Top of the hour, don't forget we're going to be looking at some of the international news for this morning, all right, and some of the international business news at around about 7.30 in between the two. We'll take a look at the weather. What I can tell you, as I said earlier on, just keeping an eye on it, it's lovely. Blue skies out there this morning. Once that sun gets up, it's going to be another beautiful morning. It was rather nice yesterday as well. The sun was shining. I was standing on the balcony yesterday afternoon, and while the sun was shining, it was really quite pleasant. It wasn't too hot. Anyway, if you would like to now just sort of take a deep breath and relax for a few minutes, I got just the thing for you. Now that version is not too bad at all, is it? The song is I'm Not In Love, and it was originally by the British group 10cc, written by their band members Eric Stewart and Graham Corbin, and known for its innovative and distinctive backing track back at the time. May 1975, that was released. I remember it well because it was just as we were going into the summer of 1976 and got a lot of play on that one. The summer of 76 in the UK, believe it or not, the summer lasted about 6 months. It started in May and ended in September, and we had quite a drought at the time. Yeah, it was absolutely gorgeous. The following year, of course, we were back to the normal, you know, one or two days in the middle of the year, summer. Take us up to the top of the hour. This is Purple Disco Machine. There we go. Yes, I said that's the Purple Disco Machine and Sophie and the Giants. At top of the hour, we are exactly 7 o'clock.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Six, four, three, one, zero, four, one.
And it is time on this morning's breakfast show for us to take a look at some of the international news for this Wednesday morning. If you just joined us, a very good morning. And it is the 29th of June. It is Wednesday. Pro-government Turkish media lauded a deal to allow Finland and Sweden to join NATO as a triumph for President Tayyip Erdogan, saying on Wednesday that he had arrested concrete gains from the West in the country's fight against terrorism. The 11th hour agreement on Tuesday, which caught many by surprise, lifted Ankara's veto over the Nordic states' membership bids. It ended a weeks-long dispute that tested the Defence Alliance's unity against Russia's invasion of Ukraine ahead of this week's NATO summit in Madrid. Russian forces struck at targets in Mykolaiv area of southern Ukraine on Wednesday and intensified attacks on fronts across the country as NATO members met in Madrid to plan a course of action against the challenge from Moscow. The mayor of Mykolaiv city said a Russian missile strike killed at least three people in a residential building there, while Moscow said its forces had hit what it called a training base for foreign mercenaries in the region. And Russian aluminium tycoon Oleg Deripaska suggested on Tuesday that no winner would emerge from Moscow's invasion of Ukraine and highlighted the economic price that Russia was paying for its actions. Deripaska's comments to reporters in Moscow represented a rare public questioning of the Kremlin's rationale for the war by one of Russia's richest men. He was careful, by the way, not to avoid directly criticizing President Vladimir Putin. Donald Trump tried to grab the steering wheel of his presidential limousine on the 6th of January in 2021 when his security detail declined to take him to the U.S. Capitol where his supporters were rioting. A former aide testified to this on Tuesday. The then president dismissed concerns that some supporters gathered for his fiery speech outside the White House that day carried AR-15 style rifles, instead asking security to stop screening attendees with metal detecting magnometers so the crowd would look larger, the aide testified. The nosedives, another story in cryptocurrency markets, has wiped out millions of dollars in funds stolen by North Korean hackers. Four digital investigators have said, threatening a key source of funding for the sanctions-stricken country and its weapons programs. North Korea has poured resources into stealing cryptocurrencies in recent years, making it a potent hacking threat and leading to one of the largest cryptocurrency heists on record in March, in which almost $615 million was stolen, according to the U.S. Treasury. Fearing outbreaks of religious violence, police in the Indian state of Rajasthan banned public gatherings and suspended internet services a day after two Muslims posted a video claiming responsibility for slaying a Hindu man. "We're under strict orders to prevent any form of protest or demonstration scheduled to condemn the murder," Hawa Singh Guthmaria, a senior police officer in the northwestern state, told Reuters on Wednesday, adding that the crime had sent shockwaves through the country. And Ghislaine Maxwell was sentenced to 20 years in prison on Tuesday for helping the sex offender and globe-trotting financier Jeffrey Epstein sexually abuse teenage girls. The British socialite, 60, was convicted in December for recruiting and grooming four girls to have sexual encounters with Epstein, then her boyfriend. This was between 1994 and 2004. The month-long trial was widely seen as the reckoning that Epstein, who killed himself in a Manhattan jail cell in 2019 at the age of 66, while awaiting his own sex trafficking trial, never had. At least 51 migrants have died after being trapped inside a sweltering tractor-trailer truck found abandoned in Texas, authorities said on Tuesday, as two Mexican nationals tied to the unprecedented smuggling tragedy were charged in U.S. federal court. The deceased migrants, 39 men and 12 women, most of them citizens of Mexico, were discovered on Monday in an industrial area on the outskirts of San Antonio, Texas. about 160 miles north of the U.S.-Mexico border. Chinese President Xi Jinping said that the ruling Communist Party's strategy to tackle the COVID-19 pandemic was correct and effective and should be firmly adhered to, the official news agency Xinhua said on Wednesday. China, with its large population, would have suffered unimaginable consequences had it adopted a strategy of lying flat. The agency quoted Xi as saying during a visit on Tuesday to the central city of Wuhan, where the virus was first reported. And as they waited for the arrival of U.S. President Joe Biden and other world leaders in the high-security NATO summit venue on the outskirts of Madrid on Tuesday, international officials and journalists were bemused to find, yes, Russian salad on the top of the in-house restaurant menu. The melange of peas, potatoes, carrots and mayonnaise is a staple on Spanish restaurant menus, but ahead of a summit at which Russia is expected to be labelled as the security threat in the alliance, a new strategic concept over its invasion of Ukraine, its presence on the menu caused a little bit of consternation. Somebody's got a sense of humour. I like that. we go with Mr. Michael Bolton and Time, Love and Tenderness. Before that, TLC. Here's a little bit of TLC on this morning's program with Baby, Baby, Baby. Right, so tell you what we're going to do right now. At 17 minutes after 7 o'clock, we're going to take a look and see what's happening with the local weather. I was just reading some information about the weather in Japan. I'll tell you a bit more about that a bit later on. But let's start off as we like to. We're going to start looking at the weather over there in the province of Colón, Costa Arriba. We've got a maximum temperature today of 29 degrees Celsius, with 25 being the minimum temperature. 34 degrees Celsius, not too bad. That's the thermal sensation, with relative humidity at 82%. Chance of a few showers during the course of this morning, this afternoon, and tonight will be partially cloudy. Moving over to this side of the isthmus, to West Panama, 30 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature today, with 23 being the minimum. Thermal sensation is at 36 degrees Celsius during the day, with relative humidity of 83%. Partially cloudy is what it's saying for this morning, isolated showers in the afternoon, and a chance of a few showers tonight. Let's take a look. Let's move along to the metropolitan area where we're sitting right now. And I say, looking out of the studio window, let me just double check. Yeah, there's hardly a cloud in the sky, and the sun is starting to shine, which is lovely. 31 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature for us here in the metropolitan area today, with 24 being the minimum. Thermal sensation at 37 degrees Celsius, and our relative humidity is also at 82%. Partially cloudy, they reckon, for this morning, with isolated showers in the afternoon. And tonight, they reckon, it's going to be cloudy. Gulf of Panama, out there in the Perlis Islands, 30 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature today, with 24 degrees being the minimum. 36 degrees Celsius, that's the thermal sensation, and their relative humidity just a little bit higher at 85%. They reckon partially cloudy for this morning, isolated showers in the afternoon, chance of rain with thunderstorms during the night. So there are your forecasts. We're going to take a look now and see what's happening in the world of maritime conditions. We're going to start with the tides for today, starting on the Pacific. High tide was at 4:06 this morning. That was 4.3 meters. Low tide will be at 10:07. That'll be 0.88 meters. High tide again, 4:08 in the afternoon, 4.51 meters. And the last low tide, that'll be at 10:30 tonight, and that'll be 0.4 of a meter. So there we go. There's your tides for the Pacific. Now let's take a look at the Caribbean. Does it have any surprises for us today? We only had one yesterday. Today we've got two. That's nice. We've got a high tide and a low tide. High tide was at 12:13 this morning, and that was 0.37 of a meter. The low tide will be, it's going to be before we knock off. It's going to be at 9:38 this morning, and that'll be minus 0.09 of a meter, and then there's not going to be anything happening until tomorrow. That's it. There we go. That's it. There's your tides for today. Now, I say, let's take a look at the maritime conditions. We don't have any. Our little flags are not here this morning, so I can't give you that. If it does turn up a little bit later on, perhaps I'll come back and try it out, but I can't tell you what the sea conditions are right now. Let me just get back to Japan quickly, because it says here that Japan is sweltering under the hottest day yet of its worst heat wave since records began. That's going back to 1875. The blistering heat has drawn official warnings of looming power shortages and led to calls for people to conserve energy where possible. But the government is still advising people to use air conditioning to avoid heat stroke in cases of hospitalization rising with the heat. Weather officials warn that the heat is likely to continue in the coming days as well. Heat waves have become more frequent, more intense, and last longer because of human-induced climate change. It says here the world's already warmed by about 1.1 degrees Celsius since the industrial era began, and temperatures will keep rising unless governments around the world make steep cuts to emissions. Tokyo, they charted temperatures above 35 degrees on Wednesday for a fifth straight day, making the worst documented streak of hot weather in June since records started to set back in 1875. Right, let's say a good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou's not having a good morning today. Remember yesterday she was telling us that her little pussycat was to the vet. She'd been treated and she was hoping everything was going to be all right. And I said, I'm sure she'll be all right. But sadly, she wasn't. She says, my kitty has gone to Rainbow Bridge of the Heaven of Cats. Isn't that sad? So, she asked if we could play a piece of music for her. So we're going to do that right now. It comes from Pink Floyd and it's Wish You Were Here.
So you think you could tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain? Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail, a smile from a veil? Do you think you can tell? Did they get you to train your heroes for ghosts, hot ash for trees, hot air for a cool breeze, cold comfort for change? Did you exchange a walk on par?
There we go, that is Pink Floyd and Wish You Were Here, going out to Mary Lou this morning. So sorry to hear about the passing of your little pussycat. I know how sad it is when you lose a pet. If you are keeping an eye on the time, boys and girls, we're 25 and a half minutes exactly, and that is after 7 o'clock. Plenty to come this morning. Andreas is back, that's all rather nice. And we have a guest joining us on the Zoom in the last hour this morning. Club Med, we're going to be chatting to them. Looks like Panama is in their sights.
Everybody needs a little time away. I've heard you say, from each other. Even lovers need a holiday. Far away from each other. Hold me now. It's hard for me to say I'm sorry. I just want you to stay. After all that we
Chicago, and here's to say I'm sorry. Breakfast show time, 29 minutes right now. That's before the hour of 8 o'clock as we make our way through this morning's program. Seems to be going sort of rather smoothly, which is, I guess, relatively unusual.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
You're listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Yes, indeed you are. And let's take a look, shall we? It's that time of the morning, some of the international business news for today. If you just joined us, a very good morning to you. It is the 29th of June, and it is a Wednesday. Global stock market slipped for the second straight day on Wednesday, and bond yields inch lower on growing fears that policymakers bent on dampening inflation will tip their economies into recession. A succession of weak data releases in Europe and the United States has not prevented central bankers from doubling down on hawkish rhetoric. more is likely later on Wednesday when the heads of the European Central Bank, the US Federal Reserve and Bank of England speak at a central banking forum. Data on Tuesday showed that US consumer confidence dropped to a 16-month low in June, yet several Fed policymakers pledged further rapid interest rate hikes, citing the need to tame unbridled inflation. Those US figures, following a raft of dismal consumer confidence data across Europe, triggered steep Wall Street falls, sending the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq indices down 2% and 3% respectively. That weaker momentum carried into Wednesday, sending an Asian ex-Japan index 1.4% lower, while a pan-European equity index eased 0.3%, snapping a three-day rally. US and German 10-year bond yields slipped 5 to 6 basis points, the former down more than 30 basis points from mid-June highs. The consumer sentiment deterioration clearly points to recession, Citi told clients. After 7.5% to 7.9% annual inflation prints across German provinces, an 8% June reading is expected for the country later in the day versus 7.9% in May. Britain's economy is struggling under the strain of two major risks in the form of double-digit inflation and a possible recession, leaving the Bank of England in a dilemma about how much further it should raise interest rates. The Bank of England has raised borrowing costs 5 times since December, and its next scheduled rates announcement is on the 4th of August. The central bank has said that it will act forcefully, in other words, increase rates more steeply if inflation pressures turn more persistent, but it also expects almost no economic growth over the next 3 years. US President Joe Biden's administration added 5 companies in China to a trade blacklist on Tuesday for allegedly supporting Russia's military and defense industrial base, flexing its muscle to enforce sanctions against Moscow over its invasion of Ukraine. The Commerce Department, which oversees the blacklist, said that the targeted companies had supplied items to Russian entities of concern before the 24th of February invasion, adding that they continue to contract to supply Russian entity-listed and sanctioned parties. German air traffic controllers have fixed technical problems which had disrupted European travel on Wednesday, air traffic control firm DFS have said. From 9 a.m. we will resume work with 100% of air traffic, said a spokesperson of DFS, whose controllers monitor takeoffs and landings at 15 international airports in Germany. The problems, which started around 3 a.m. local time, were caused by an unexpected issue during a software update overnight, which forced DFS to limit air traffic to 50% of normal capacity. The Nissan Motor Company is recalling more than 300,000 SUVs in the United States over an issue in which the hood suddenly opens, obstructing the driver's view and increasing the risk of a crash. Or if you're from the UK, that's the bonnet. The Japanese automaker North American division said 322,671 Pathfinder vehicles for models between 2013 and 2016 are subject to the recall. The recall will also involve about 37,700 vehicles of the models in Canada, a Nissan spokesperson said on Wednesday, adding that they are not sold in Japan. A group of 7 democracies have had positive and productive discussions with China and India about a plan to cap the price of Russian oil, a source familiar with the G7 discussion said on Tuesday, adding the 2 major oil consumers would have incentives to comply. The source, speaking on condition of anonymity, said that the price per barrel cap level had not yet been determined, but it would have to be high enough to give Russia an incentive to keep producing oil. And staying with oil, US oil maker ExxonMobil Corporation and Imperial Oil Limited said on Tuesday that they will sell their Montney and Duvernay Shale Oil and Gas Assets in Canada to Whitecap Resources Inc. for Canadian dollars $1.9 billion, which is around about $1.48 billion. Exxon and Imperial, which jointly own the assets, began marketing them at the start of this year, hoping to capitalize on a rebound in oil and gas prices. And lastly this morning is our Tesla story. They have shuttered their office in San Mateo, California, and laid off roughly 200 employees working on its autopilot driver assistant system there. One of the people have told Reuters in a move seen as accelerating cost cutting. Most of the laid off people had been hourly workers that the person reported. And early this month, Tesla chief executive Elon Musk told top managers that he had a super bad feeling about the economy and that the maker of electric cars needed to cut staff by 10%. Well, I tell you what, you don't have to be Elon Musk, do you, to have a super bad feeling about the economy. We're all geniuses then, really, aren't we? Time on The Breakfast Show. We are 22 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock.
Thank you. with you. With you.
Chris Isaak and Wicked Game. Breakfast show time, 17 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. And just to remind you what we've got coming up for today, we do have with us in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. Yes, he's back after baby has arrived. Andreas is going to be back with us this morning. And we're going to be talking about, I've got a little note here which Yasmin sent me. We are going to be talking about today movies, of course. Independent movies worth watching. There we go. The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. That's us here at the Breakfast Show. Everything Everywhere. All at Once. And Cha-Cha Real Smooth. So that's what we're going to be chatting with. We've got Andreas with us, back with us this morning in the 8 o'clock hour, which is going to be fun. And in the last hour this morning, joining us on Zoom, we're going to be chatting with Sandra Hernandez from Club Med. She, in actual fact, is Club Med's country director for Mexico and Central America. And yes, they've got their eyes on us here in Panama. So we'll be chatting about that this morning with Sandra. So there we go, getting us all on the map. A couple of good mornings. Well, Mary Lou, we said good morning to early on. So sadly, her little pussycat, which wasn't very well, didn't pull through. Renee says, good morning, she says. So sorry to hear about the loss of Mary Lou's kitty. It's painful losing a pet. It is indeed. And she says, can you please play the Hawaiian guy singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow? The Hawaiian guy. Okay, right. That gets you out of how you want me to pronounce his name, right? But it gets you off the hook. Here is Israel Izzy, Kamakawali, and Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Roses too, I watch them bloom for
me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Well, I see skies of blue, and I see clouds of white, and the brightness of day. I like the dark, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking and singing, how do you do? They really sing, I love you. I hear babies cry and I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than we'll know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Somewhere over the rainbow, yes. Israel Izzy Kamakawole. Yes, you see, I've been practicing that. Have you ever saw that video that they did when we did those quickfire questions celebrating our anniversary with Carrie Mioli? Well, I had to practice. I did it by doing that guy, Kamakawole. by the way, Renee, Mary Lou says thank you very much for your sentiments over the cat. You know, we've got WhatsApp here, and I think it's sort of like Jerry app as well, passing the messages backwards and forwards. Don't worry, it's free of charge. And also, Renee was mentioning when we were talking about the bonnet of the car, and she says, that's right, she says, I remember I learned that when I was in Sri Lanka, the bonnet and the boot of the car. Yes, we call the thing at the back the boot, but also we called it the trunk, which of course makes sense, because when they first started making cars, they used to strap onto the back of the car the trunk when you went on vacation. That's where you took all your rubbish. So now we just say, yeah, stick it in the trunk. And the other one, of course, is that little sort of cubby hole in the dashboard, which we call the glove box. We call it, you know, put it in the glove box, because in those days, especially when cars didn't have any roofs, they used to sort of have them, and if it was warm, of course, they would take their gloves off. And where would they put them? They would put them in the glove box. I tell you what, there's no end to the education on this program. I'm really quite impressed.
Ain't enough to say that I think of you. Things that I need them to. Tell me when I get more than a dream of you. 'Cause a dream is just a dream, and I don't wanna sleep.
do like that. That comes from Jesse Ware, and it's called Spotlight. I tell you what, I just want to remind you about one thing, because it's important that you, you know, when you have work, you also have to have a good time as well, don't you? Of course you do. It's important. And where can you do that? Well, if you try Frank's Place, if you're working, living over there in the Costa del Este area, Frank's Place, it's a relatively new, it's been open for a while now, Italian-American concept. It's located in Plaza downtown in Costa del Este. Delicious pastas, brick oven pizzas, gluten-free and vegetarian options, and also they are pet-friendly. And you can follow them on Instagram at Frank's Place Panama. Now, it's also a fun place to go and have a drink when you've finished work, because from Tuesday to Friday, 4 until 7 p.m, 2-for-1 drinks, national beers, sangria, mojitos, margaritas, caipirinhas, house wines and spirits. And also, their most popular, it says here, fun spot to drink, the Frank's Italian Margarita is the most popular, made with limoncello from Italy. So there, visit them, downtown Plaza, Costa del Este. Reservations, you can give them a call on 394-6998. And if you're not in Costa del Este, there's nothing stopping you going over there, but if you're in town, perhaps in the business area, in Obarrio, hop along to the Wallace. The Wallace there in Avenida San Juan Luis, and hop in there and get yourself a nice plate of fish and chips. Something nice. English menu. Oh, I'm hungry. I haven't had breakfast yet. So there you are, a couple of things to bear in mind. So please go along. Do support our advertisers and all these lovely people that are with us here on The Breakfast Show. Take us up to the top of the hour. Jennifer Warnes.
FM 89.3, con la música más refrescante en tu radio. You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
The good news must be announced. I tell you that for the first time in Panama, they will be auctioning properties of all prices and all types. If you want to make a good investment or buy the property of your dreams, this is the time. Add emotion to your investment. Financing with the bank of your choice. Sign up from today. Spaces are limited, so call 6999-0303 or call 302-0303. The date is the 30th of June at the Acobea Real Estate Expo Fair.
What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica.
Fast and safe. Ship internationally to more than 220 countries and territories with DHL Express. Exporting or importing documents and packages has never been easier with blazing speeds and special promotions. Come visit our retail locations where packaging solutions from half a kilo up to 25 kilos are included at no additional cost. DHL Express. Excellent and simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Beneficio para los madrugadores. El metro estará abierto desde las 4:30 de la mañana hasta las 11 de la noche, de lunes a viernes.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM.
Bye.
Yesterday was not the day I expected. I went to a celebration of a man's life and learned so much about him after his passing, unfortunately. And it was a beautiful service, a beautiful ceremony, touched me very deeply. I was getting ready to leave, and my friend said, "Where are you going?" And I said, "I'm going to head home." And they said, "Can you give us a ride?" I was like, "Well, sure. How many of you are there?" And they said, "There's five of us. Our car broke down, and we're stuck. So can you give us a ride back to the Wyndham?" I said, "Sure." Took them to the Wyndham, and the boss man was very nice and bought us all lunch. So after we were done, I said, "Well, I'm going to head back home. Any of you guys want to come over for a glass of wine?" And like, two of the three said, "Sure." One said, "Ah, just drop me off anywhere." I'm like, "Okay, well, I'm headed to my house, so I'm going to go home, and I'll drop you off in my neighborhood, and you can get home how you'd like." We ended up being at my house for 9 hours. We celebrated this man's life. We were grateful to be in each other's company. We thought, you know, we may never pass this way again, so let's enjoy our time together. It was a beautiful way to celebrate the life of a man who passed early, way too soon before his time, and the contributions that he had made. We toasted them. We read all the things that we could, that we had from the service with us. It was a beautiful evening that we just were able to share. I looked at my watch, and it was 9 o'clock. I was like, "Oh my gosh, we've been here for 9 hours." It was like, and it was amazing. It was amazing. What a wonderful way to celebrate this man's life. Some people call that a wake. Other people call that a revisit. I learned about that last night as well, a revisit. And some other people call it a service. It was all of those things. And it was a wonderful way to celebrate the life of a man. So in case we never pass this way again, I want to tell you, I'm so grateful to be on your show, Jerry. Thank you so much for letting me have my inspirational improv every morning. And thank your listeners for being so kind to me as well. Hey, listeners, thank you for being so kind to me as well. Bless everybody, and I'm just so happy. I'm going to see a lot of people on Saturday because the American Society is going to have a very nice event. I do hope we see all of you there. I'm filled with joy. Back to you at the studio.
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you? The words will never show the you I've come to know. If a face could launch a thousand ships, then where am I to go? There's no
There we go. There's a beautiful song from Brad, and it's just simply called If. Now, if you could ever think of an excuse to get up, coming into the breakfast show. You can do that. The conversation would go something like this. Hello, sweetheart. Let's make a baby so I don't have to go on the breakfast show.
No.
Hey?
How dare you? That is the second reason.
Oh, okay.
Got it. Good morning, Jerry.
What was that? I don't know what the first reason was.
Love, Jerry.
Oh, love.
Love.
Oh, okay.
It's all about love, Jerry.
It's all about love.
It's all about love. That's what the Beatles say.
It's all about love, love, love.
Yeah.
Is that mm-hmm.
Correct.
Anyway, how is everything?
Everything's good. Sleeping very little, but happy.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, she is a much better sleeper than my first one.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So,
and the dog?
The dog is I feel a little bad for the dog, I gotta be honest.
You do?
Because she has lost a lot of attention.
Oh, dear.
Since we first got her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not every day we go to the park. When we first got her, we used to take Samantha out to the park twice a day.
Whew.
Now it's maybe twice a week. So the poor dog is like, hey, guys, I'm here too. I'm the oldest. I should get a little
I agree.
Yeah, but
How is the dog with the kids?
She's fine. She has no maternal instincts whatsoever. for her she gets close, she smells, she licks, she's fine. But for example, if she sees a ball and we throw the ball, it doesn't matter if the baby's in the middle of the way, she's gonna just run through that. It doesn't matter.
Don't throw a ball in the lounge.
Yes. Oh. I know.
So she now only goes to the park twice a week. Shame on you.
No, maybe a little bit more. Maybe three times. But yeah, we have been a bit of a letdown for her a little bit.
Well, I hope you're gonna make it up to her.
We're going to the beach soon.
Mm-hmm.
Mid July, and she loves the beach. It's Disney World for her, so yeah.
Oh, okay.
So she's gonna have a good time. Yeah.
And everybody's well.
Everybody is healthy. I gotta be honest, it's hard to find anybody healthy now. Everybody, like I don't know anybody. We were trying to make plans for the weekend, and everybody's like, nah, my daughter's sick, or I'm sick, or my husband's sick. Like, everybody is getting sick, including us. My daughter was sick for like a week with a lot of sniffles. Like, it's just.
There's a lot of, you know, it's not COVID anymore.
It's like it's a pandemic.
It's funny because the good lady. We went on because we're going, as we mentioned, vacation.
Beautiful trip, yeah.
Week after next. And it's going to be a sort of failing trip through Europe and whatever. And so, well, let's get our fourth, you know, I'd have mine, but let's get you your fourth vaccination. Nice. And they were doing it at the, at the meat and, veg market, the new one.
Yeah.
Which I hadn't been to before. It's
oh,
really,
great.
It's really nice.
And cheap.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'll be making regular trips to there. But anyway, they did it there. And she went up, and she did all the details of the card, and she said, how old are you? And so.
There you go.
Oh, well, you get two for one. So she had COVID in one arm, and she had influenza injection in the other arm.
And now she's super sick.
And now the two are fighting, I think.
Yeah.
You know, and she had yesterday, it's unlike her, she didn't go to work yesterday. She works also from home as well, but she didn't go in yesterday. And it's obviously, it's just a reaction. But we're being careful. And I got a bit of a sore throat this morning.
I gotta be honest. Once in college, they were like, oh, we're giving out free flu vaccines. And I was like, free flu vaccines? Wait, are they free? Give me one. Pow, I got my flu vaccine. Felt horrible for like a week. I was like, I'll never take this vaccine again. So I've never taken a flu vaccine.
The same thing happened to me. Yeah, I took a flu vaccine many, many, many years ago now. And it was the only time I got flu.
Yeah.
So I didn't bother.
I've never taken that vaccine.
And I've never
again.
Really caught it. I sometimes get, the only time I get a sniffle really is, funny enough here, when we have our change of season. Either when we're going into our summer or when we're changing back again. That's normally the time when I get a cough. But touch wood, if there is any, my head will do.
There you go.
Thank you. I very rarely get sick.
That's a massive jinx before going on a trip.
Yes, I should have never said that. Oh, I'm feeling unwell. Oh, dear.
Look at Jasmine. She's worried.
She's weird.
She's worried.
Oh, I swear I thought you said she was weird.
No, I would never.
No, I mean, we know that.
Yeah, I would never.
Good morning, yes.
Good morning.
So she's sitting there with the mask on.
She's laughing. I can tell when she's
always. She's always laughing.
She's always laughing.
Yeah.
She's always happy.
You can always tell even with the mask on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, man? How have you been doing these couple weeks I have not been here?
It's been really nice.
Don't lie to the people.
Yes, has it been nice?
You?
Oh, there you go. You saw that long pause? Did you see that long pause?
Oh, you know who your friends are, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. There you go. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, you two, you're on your own.
Yeah, there you go.
So, yeah, no, I'm good. I'm good. I get sort of frustrated with things. I mean, actually, this week, it's been one of those weeks where you get niggly things that are going wrong with, like, computers and whatever. One day I came in and my mouse, which was really annoying, when I wanted to move music over to my playlist that somebody asked for, when I clicked on it, instead of it just being a one click, it automatically did two clicks just by pressing it once.
Yeah.
So it would start playing the record.
The whole thing?
You know, from and then I said, stop, you know. So that was annoying. So I went out and I bought a new mouse. That was on, what's the day? That was on Monday. So I went and got a new mouse, which is nice. It's a very good one, so I'm happy with that. And then yesterday...
It's one of those special ones for carpal tunnel and stuff? There's some special ones to avoid carpal tunnel.
I never use a carpal. I normally just drive on my own.
No, carpal tunnel. It's a thing you get in your hand. Because of the mouse.
My mother suffered that. She had an operation for that.
There you go. Because of the mouse?
No.
No.
No. We didn't even have a cat. But, so anyway, what happened yesterday is the keyboard decided not to work.
There you go.
And so I was really annoyed. But the funny thing, you'll enjoy this. The funny thing is, because I have WhatsApp on my computer. And I said, I'm really, I can't do my WhatsApp. And she just turned around and said, just use the phone.
There you go.
Of course, I hadn't even thought about that.
You never thought WhatsApp on the phone. Yeah.
So, Yasmin, we know who has the brains, don't we?
And this. No?
No, don't be stupid. No, don't. Come on. Don't let's overreact. All right?
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Yes, she's the one that goes, see, I just sit
That's
here.
Why she's the producer of the show, my friend.
I sit here, I play music, and I annoy people.
She keeps it together.
And I like annoying people.
She keeps it together.
I'm good at it.
That's all I'm saying.
Anyway, you were just saying
movies.
Not much at the movies.
No, not a lot of the movies. It's kind of a quiet time. We had Lightyear the week prior, and last week we had Lightyear, the new Pixar movie.
All right.
Which I went to see with my daughter. She completely phased out. It's a very boy movie, I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think my daughter was not that interested. Even though she's enjoying the toys, she's not that interested in the movie. But I wanted to talk about today about three movies,
mm-hmm.
or at least mention three movies, three recommendations that are far away from the typical blockbuster summer movie, okay? And they're pretty much out right now, or they've been out in the last couple of months, okay?
Yeah.
I gotta be honest, one is right now at movie theaters,
mm-hmm.
which is, it's called Everything, Everywhere, All at the Same Time, I think it's called,
mm-hmm.
okay? It's an independent movie, The other one was out maybe a month ago, which is the first one I'm going to talk about. And the other one is right now on Apple TV Plus. So technically, you can find them. They are maybe at home, but they were out in movie theaters. I have to acknowledge movie theaters. They actually put them out. But they're small movies. They're cheap movies. And they're far away from the superhero movies we see every month or every week.
Well, they
now.
Must be, yes.
Yes, so... I thought I would recommend these three movies to the listeners out
mm-hmm,
there.
Mm-hmm.
And let's start with the first one. And the first one is called The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, of Having Massive Talent.
I know what it's like.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I agree.
I feel it all the time.
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. This movie is directed by Tom Gormican
mm-hmm.
and starring your man, Nicolas Cage, and Pedro Pascal.
Okay.
Okay.
I do quite like Nicolas Cage.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Read us the plot, Jerry, real quick.
Okay, the plot. Moving on.
There's a little bit more on that.
Oh, there is?
I thought you just
said read the plot.
Well, not the word plot.
Oh.
The description of it.
In this action-packed comedy, Nicolas Cage plays Nick Cage. I'm sorry.
He plays himself.
He just plays himself.
Yeah, yeah, it's amazing.
It must be a terrible movie.
Yeah.
And channeling his iconic characters as he's caught between a super fan, Pedro Pascal, and a CIA agent, Tiffany Haddish.
Correct. So the movie is a little bit, it's obviously very meta. Nicolas Cage is in on the joke, which makes it a lot better. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But let's start with the positives real quick. And the first one is exactly that. Nicolas Cage embraces the eccentricities of his real-life persona. Everybody knows Nicolas Cage is a weird dude. Like, you can see him in his performances, in his interviews. He is a weird man. And he goes all in this movie. And it's just fantastic to watch. It's a treat to watch him just go through the emotions of being an actor that was a huge action star, and now he's starring in straight-to-DVD movies.
Okay. He still gets paid, though, right?
He still gets paid a lot of money.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Pedro Pascal and Nicolas Cage make an amazing buddy cop duo.
Mm-hmm.
Because this movie turns into an action romp. It is a buddy cop film between these two guys.
Mm-hmm.
And the back and forth between them is fantastic. The fact that Pedro Pascal is a true believer of Nicolas Cage movies. Like, his character is just so into every single movie Nicolas Cage has done.
Like you and people with capes.
Correct. Mm-hmm. It's like, when you think of this character, you think of me and Thor. But it's just great buddy cop moments. It's probably one of the best Nick Cage performances in years. Standout being a thrilling dinner scene with his family. Like, he really, like, Nicolas Cage goes through the spectrum of emotions in this movie. Like, there's moments of real tension, and the audience can feel the level of urgency in the character. There are moments of sadness. There are moments of self-doubt. There are moments of happiness. There are moments of over-the-top action. Like, there's everything we have seen of Nicolas Cage throughout his career and packed in this film. And he does a great job. I was really, really impressed with his performance.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta be honest, I haven't been impressed with his performance in quite a while.
He speaks very highly of you.
I'm sure he's seen all of my stuff. Although the action scenes are over the top, and they are on purpose over the top, they are incredibly fun. Like, the obvious, because it's a comedy, the action set pieces are ridiculous. For example, there is a moment they're in a high car chase, and they break for the motorcycle behind them to run into them, and the guy in the motorcycle lands in the car and he's like passed out, and they're having a conversation of what they should do with the guy passed out in the back.
Mm-hmm.
So they're discussing if they're dead or not, and it's just very over the top regarding the conversation, and eventually the guy is completely awake and they start fighting in the car. But it's those kind of like comedic moments, comedic beats of taking, as you say, a piss out of action films.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Really fun.
I don't think I'd have used that word, but then...
You always do it.
No.
Yeah, okay. Pedro Pascal shows off his range as a leading man. Pedro Pascal, people out there who don't know him, got his start on Game of Thrones. He became a big star
on Game of Thrones.
And he played an eccentric character in that movie. Then after that, he's played an action guy. He's played a superhero villain. He's played he's the Mandalorian, the Disney show.
Okay.
He's the guy in the costume. He's the Mandalorian. Like, he can, and he's very serious and very stoic in that performance. And in this one, he plays an incredibly eccentric billionaire. He is a super fan of Nicolas Cage. He's a little campy, so you can tell, like, he really has range. You can see Pedro Pascal in an over-the-top comedy. You can see Pedro Pascal in a super heavy drama. Like, he has an incredible ability as an actor. Tiffany Haddish plays against character. Tiffany Haddish is a very popular stand-up comic. She does very broad comedies normally. And in this movie, she actually plays a very centered CIA agent, and she doesn't have a typical Tiffany Haddish saying or a comedic bit. She is just a CIA agent trying to stop a smuggler is the word I'm looking for. But I was impressed with her. You can tell she can be a great actress when she gets the right material.
Mm-hmm.
Negatives real quick. The conclusion of the story goes beyond ridiculous. Like, as how they finish the whole thing is a little bit weird and maybe a little too much, in my opinion. And the talent agent, played by Neil Patrick Harris, gets very little screen time. The moments that he comes in the film, obviously at the beginning of the movie, they're very good. The back and forth with Nicolas Cage about where his acting career is going, are very, very funny, and we don't get a lot of that relationship, which I would have enjoyed a little bit more. So final comments, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
An unexpected comedy from an actor that is completely on the joke about himself. The back-and-forth dialogue between Cage and Pascal makes this movie a laugh-out-loud film worth taking a look at.
It sounds something like I'd watch.
It's fun. I think mm-hmm. you might enjoy it. I really think you might enjoy it.
Will I get it on Netflix?
No. I think you might need to rent it right now. It will be available at one streaming at some point, but right now you would have to rent it.
All right. Well, we're going to take a piece of music. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
There we go, that is Sting. And Why Should I Cry for You? Versión Español.
I was going to say, that's not the name of the song, it's in Spanish.
No, but that's the name of the song in English.
Cry for You?
See, Why Should I Cry for You?
I say that to my wife all the time.
And I say it when you come on as well. You know, the program. Why Should I Cry for You? Mumble, mumble, mumble. So, what is your...
My second movie.
Okay.
Is called Cha-Cha Real Smooth. It is written and directed by Cooper Rafe, and starring Cooper Rafe and Dakota Johnson. This man makes me jealous, Jerry. This guy is a 20-year-old something that made a movie a couple years ago during the pandemic, at the beginning of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
It came out. It was called, I'm sorry I'm going to use this word, but this is what the movie's called. The movie's called Shithouse. Okay?
I didn't say what was it called?
I can't repeat it.
Oh, okay.
We're on radio.
Just checking.
I'm just saying. But that movie cost him to make $15,000. In the movie business, that is an absurd amount. The movie premiered at Sundance that year, or at some festival. I don't remember which one.
Mm-hmm.
But it got amazing reviews, the movie. And it sold for a lot of money.
And, to a distributor. And you're jealous.
The thing is, when you watch the movie, it's incredible. His storytelling ability is fantastic. Well, off of that, he got a big a bump in the production of a movie, and he made this film. Also a very small movie still, but now it got sold to Apple for $15 million. That's why I'm jealous, because this man is a college student that made a movie, and it's just talent. That's when you say, like, this kid is incredibly talented.
Mm-hmm.
And this movie, by the way, you would hate this movie. I can say off the bat, it's not your movie. It is a coming-of-age comedy dramatic movie. It is very dialogue-heavy. There is not a lot of action. It is romantic. It is heartfelt. So it's not your movie at all.
So I'd have a good nap.
You would probably have a good nap.
So you're jealous of him, why? Because the people in Miami never called you back, or what?
Oh, no. The thing in Miami is still alive. Don't be jinxing that.
No, I'm just asking.
I'm just saying.
Because I haven't heard anything else.
I told you that will be for next year. This will not, be happening this year.
When you sort of left them, did they just say, you know, we'll call you?
No, they said, oh my God, you are amazing. We will call you the moment we sell this. That's what they said. So I'm paraphrasing.
Well, they're obviously having a bit of a trouble selling it.
Yeah, they are. They probably are.
I got my fingers crossed.
No, thank you. But anyways, I'm amazed by what this kid has made. And give us the plot of this movie, Jerry, for people out there.
Okay.
Cha-Cha Real Smooth, it's called.
Cha-Cha, 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 cha-cha.
Obviously a reference to the cha-cha slide that is in every single party you guys have ever been to.
Cha, cha-cha.
No. That's not the rhythm.
No?
That's not the rhythm at all.
It's not the rhythm?
It's a little funky song.
Funky.
It's a little funky song.
I can be funky.
You can't.
No, I can't.
100%. Right. You can't.
A young man who works as a bar mitzvah party. Haven't they got that on the... A mitzvah bar? Shouldn't it be a mitzvah bar?
It's bar mitzvah party host.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Cut above the rest.
There you go.
As a bar mitzvah party host strikes up a friendship with a mother and her autistic daughter.
From the plot, you immediately know it's not for you. From the plot reading.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know. So anyways, let's start with the positives.
Okay.
Story-driven dialogue. This is a lot of talking.
You've got a lot of positives.
I loved this movie.
You did?
I did.
Did you cry?
I did. I'm a crier, Jerry.
He cries when he has to leave the studio.
100%. I do miss it. I do miss this little studio. But story-driven dialogue, it's fully based on dialogue. Long scenes with people talking. I love that. I'm a huge fan. The film never drags, even though Rafe takes its time to tell the story.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's, as I mentioned, a lot of dialogue, a lot of scenes, you never feel like, oh my God, it's taking forever. It just moves very smoothly. Dakota Johnson and Rafe have amazing chemistry. The mother, Dakota Johnson plays the mother, and Rafe, they have these beautiful long scenes talking, and you can feel the attraction. You can feel why they literally try to end up together. It's a beautiful relationship. The daughter, played by newcomer Vanessa Burkhart, is enchanting. The autistic daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she's autistic in real life.
Oh, really?
She doesn't go over the top with it. It's not the typical Hollywood over the top. She's very, very minimalistic performance. She plays it little. The conversations she has with other people make sense. It's really an interesting. I hear the song.
I'm playing.
Yeah.
I'm playing with myself.
There you go. Don't say that, Jerry.
I'm playing with the.
There you go. That's cha-cha real smooth. Yeah.
We see the movie sounds quite good.
Yeah. There you go. but yeah, enchanting performance by her. Veteran comedian Leslie Mann. People might know her from movies like 40-Year-Old Virgin or Knocked Up or This Is 40. She's a very talented physical comedian, and she's very, very, she always gives very, very big performances. In this movie, she gives a beautiful and heartbreaking performance as a mother that suffers from like a manic depression. And her scenes with her son Rafe in this movie are just, they will break you down as a human being. They're just beautiful to watch, and the conversations are just great. I can't say it much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Brad Garrett, people might know him from Everybody Loves Raymond. Remember that show?
I heard of it. I don't think I watched it.
You've never seen Everybody Loves Raymond?
I don't think so.
Interesting. Well, you might have seen this actor, the huge guy that looks like Frankenstein, Brad Garrett.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know who you mean.
He's
in
this movie. Mm-hmm. He plays his stepdad. Again, a guy that is known for being an over-the-top comedian with his big voice. Again, minimalistic performance, tone it down, and gives a very heartfelt performance as a stepdad.
Mm-hmm.
Realistic ending to the story, not based on the Hollywood typical happy ending. And when I say that, it's a sad ending at all. It's a happy ending, but it's not what people might expect.
Mm-hmm.
People, my wife started watching the movie, and she had to step out. And she was like, oh, so she ended up with he ended up with a mother. And I was like, it's a little bit more complicated than that. Because in real life, it's much more complicated than that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the beauty of the film. The film is incredibly realistic, and that's what Rafe is so good at. He takes, or at least the two movies he has made, he takes human interactions. He tries to ground them in real life, but gives them very great dialogue. If that makes any sense. Like, imagine you and me are talking every day. We have a realistic relationship, like a realistic relationship, but the dialogue is just so well written that elevates the movie. That's what I'm saying.
Just trying to get my head around that talking to you every day bit. It's,
yeah.
No, I don't.
Not great. Not a great relationship. Negatives. Odeya Rush as Macy is the runt of the litter. Her performance is incredibly stiff. She plays a very secondary character, but every time she's on screen, she's like, oh, get her out of the screen. She doesn't work. Get her out. I really disagreed with her performance, to say the least. And some weird editing moments, which is weird for him. He normally is very, very continuous on his edit, and I felt that some weird cuts that made it a little jarring. But that was honestly nitpicking.
That's unlike you.
Yeah. Final comments. An amazing coming-of-age film with laughs, tears, and realism. A movie every film lover should see. That's my...
Okay. Well, no. I mean, it sounds... It's. I mean, the type of music I sort of say, well, I think they should make more of.
Yeah,
you know,
it is.
Not necessarily the topic you're talking about, but, you know, instead of trying to make blockbusters all the time, make some really good little movies.
I'm telling you, this kid, I want to see where his career goes. I'm assuming his next big venture will be trying to make a bigger movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's made two very, very, very good small movies. Can you make this to scale? Can you escalate your storytelling to a broader story? I wonder if he's getting a lot of, offers from big studios. Mm-hmm. I wonder if he's going to take a shot and try to make a big film. That's my debate right now.
So, and I've been back onto two series with Netflix.
Okay, how are you doing with that?
One which I'd heard a lot about, which I'd never watched, and I started watching, is Peaky Blinders.
I started, stopped. Yeah. Season one.
No, it's good.
I've heard amazing stuff.
Yeah. No, I've sort of been enjoying it. It's really quite brutal. And the other one I've just started watching, I'm just sort of season one, episode six, Better Call Saul.
You started watching? But you started watching from the beginning, or you started watching
from the beginning?
Okay.
Because I hadn't watched it before.
Is it good?
I'm giving it time to get going.
I've heard rave reviews on that show. Yeah. I've never seen it.
So, yeah, I'm sort of catching up. And one which I haven't, you know, watched, which is on my list because it was so far into it by the time I got interested in it, I thought I'd leave it, and that's the Breaking Bad series.
I did. I took my time watching that. Like, mm-hmm. when everybody watched it, I wasn't watching it. And maybe, I think during the pandemic, I was like, let me give it a shot. And it's fantastic. It yeah. really is. It yeah. really is a character-driven show. And apparently Better Call Saul is the same. Is as good mm-hmm. or even better, I've heard. Mm-hmm. So, there you go.
And, okay, so basically you were saying there's nothing on the movies at the moment. Is there anything pending to come up? Or?
By the way, one last thing. Yeah. There is another movie I want to recommend. It is in theaters right now if you want to watch it. It's called Everything, Everywhere, All at the Same Time. It is a weird-ass movie, I'm not going to lie. Uh-huh. But it's fantastic, so check it out if you have a chance. But recommendations for you, I think you should catch up, and I don't know where you can find this, because I watch it on mm-hmm. Hulu, and I don't think you have Hulu, mm-hmm. but it's called The Orville. I know you were a classic Star Trek fan.
Okay.
And this mm-hmm. show is inspired by Star Trek in a heavy way, in a very, very heavy mm-hmm. way. And I think you might enjoy it a lot.
Okay, what's it called again?
The Orville.
The Orville?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you will enjoy it if you catch it, if you find a way to watch it. I think uh-huh. it's for you.
I mean, if it's on Hulu, I mean, I'd probably jump through hoops to get to it.
Ha ha. There you go. Classic joke.
Sorry.
Movies, by the way. Movies to watch. I don't think there's anything. I think there's kid movies coming out. I think Minions is coming out. The next Minions.
Oh, yes, that's out. I've seen it. Yeah.
Okay.
What do you mean kids movies?
I'm not looking forward to that. I hate the Minions with all my heart and soul.
Oh, I would have bought you one.
Oh, you can. I will use it as a target for my guns.
You don't guns?
I don't, but I would buy them to destroy that toy.
Hang on. Listen. Do you like Minions?
Yes, I love
yeah,
them.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
they're so cute.
Yeah, and they don't wear capes.
By the way, I know I'm on. And really, you're gonna tell me the Minions is more like an adult thing than capes? I don't think so.
Minions are adult.
Yeah, are they? Are they? I gotta be honest. I know I'm in the minority regarding liking Minions, but I really hate them.
Why?
I can't explain my
exactly
disgust.
Exactly.
It's hard.
It's
hard.
And they started off as a sort of little part of a movie, as opposed to the main character. Now they have their own movies.
I know. I've been trying to find a time machine to stop that
from
happening.
Okay. You're quite right.
Yeah, yeah.
You're in the minority.
I am. I am.
In general.
Agree. Yeah. I am a Latino.
Oh, dear, is there no end to it? Anyway, we got to go.
There you go.
So, just stick around. I got a guest coming, joining me on Zoom in the last hour this morning.
Nice.
So, don't go. That's Sandra Hernandez. She is Club Med's country director for Mexico and Central America. We're going to be chatting to her about Club Med.
What's Club Med? Like a gym?
No, it's holidays. They have, these
hotels?
They manage them. Club Med has been going for 70 years.
Mm-hmm. Is it like a, what's the thing, the timeshare? Is it like a timeshare thing?
No, I don't think so. We're going to find out more about it.
But
they're going to be chatting with us. They've obviously got their eye on Panama.
There you go, really?
See, yeah. So that's great. So, yeah, we're going to be talking with Sandra Hernandez from Club Med in the last hour of this morning's program. And so, anyway, look, it's lovely to have you back. Are you going to be with us next week?
Yeah.
This is my last week before I go on vacation.
I'm not going to miss it. I'm going to bring eggnog. Mm-hmm. I'm going to bring like a Santa hat. Wait, it's not the Christmas party?
No, it's not the Christmas party. No.
Got it. No, I'll be back, I guess. Is Minions this week or next week, Jasmine? Do you know?
They're not coming next week. But I mean, I do insist you go and watch it.
That's what I'm trying
to say.
It's
on. I think it's on now. I mean, is it on now? Yes,
I guess.
I've seen it, the posters for it.
I gotta be honest.
I get very excited.
My expectations are so low. It cannot be worse than what I'm imagining. I'm telling you.
You're still here.
I'm still here because I can't believe Minions is a thing. Anyway,
go.
Take care. Bye.
See you next week.
Cool.
Good grief. What I have to put up with. We're a minute past the hour of 10 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentra 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Fast and safe. Ship internationally to more than 220 countries and territories with DHL Express. Exporting or importing documents and packages has never been easier with blazing speeds and special promotions. Come visit our retail locations where packaging solutions from half a kilo up to 25 kilos are included at no additional cost. DHL Express. Excellent and simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica. Panamá.
Metro de Panamá informa que de lunes a viernes el horario de operaciones inicia desde las 4:30 de la mañana hasta las 11 de la noche, los sábados de 5 de la mañana a 10 de la noche y los domingos y días feriados de 7 de la mañana a 10 de la noche.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
There we go. That is Tracy Ullman, and they don't know. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3 Cool FM, of course. The time right now, well, we're just making our way to 27 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. And it's time for me to welcome my guest for this part of the program, Sandra Hernandez, Club Med's Country Director for Mexico and Central America. A very good morning to you, Sandra.
Good morning, Jerry. It's a pleasure to be here this morning.
You know, that's what I love, jolly people.
Oh, great.
it's lovely to see you. Welcome to The Breakfast Show. And I guess for Club Med, I mean, welcome to Panama.
Yes, well, Club Med is super happy to start being in the market of Panama and also with the Panamanians, no, which I just had the opportunity to meet and just love them. I cannot describe it in other words, but they are really, really great and very kind people.
You're absolutely right. And I came here 30 years ago and I'm still here.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
And no, you're absolutely right. Club Med, I mean, I know very well, I mean, from my days in Europe. In fact, Club Med is only a year younger than I am. So we won't say too much about that. But Club Med is an extremely well-established group. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, well, Club Med actually has 72 years in the market. No,
thank you.
No, but that's why I was figuring out. I think Club Med is still older than you are, Jerry. So we have 72 years in the market, and we continue with our DNA, which is the most important thing, not to bring and to build happiness to our guests. No, we shall remember that Club Med started whenever the Second World War ended.
Right.
And the main purpose of building Club Med as a brand was to give happiness after that situation that the population was living. Unfortunately, through the years, we had been able to build that happiness. No, also, one of the main things that we have as our DNA is the GEOs. The famous GEOs that you must know. No, our gentle organizers, which are really our traveler companions, and which will do of our stays the best of them, which will give you the best advices to be from A to C and to really enjoy the stay. And also, you should remember that we are the pioneers on all the premium, all-inclusive proposal for our guests. So we continue being ahead, not according to the needs and to the trends of the guests. We continue inventing, we continue being one step ahead in order to be on top of mind for our guests, Jerry.
Okay. I mean, because as you said, you know, 73 years... I mean, you've obviously got something right. I mean, it's, you know, we've seen people in this kind of industry come and go. And tell me, with Club Med, do you have your own properties or are you managing, other properties? How does that work, Sandra?
We have both models. We have some properties that are, owned by ourselves. But also we have the managed model because we have to really adapt to what is happening on the industry, but also not according to all our needs and our plans to continue growing, because we have a very ambitious plan to continue growing between 3 and 5 hotels a year.
Wow.
So without our investors, no, we will not be able to do it by ourselves. So definitely we have proved that both models have worked for us. No, it depends on the type of hotel we want to put on certain destination and also what the requirements for the destination are.
Okay, and with all your worldwide properties, I mean, where do you see your best markets? Where do you see what are the jewels in your crown?
Yes, well, and you cannot mention it more correctly, because we mention it the same way. Now, the jewels of our crown mm-hmm. are Cancun, which right, is located right. in the Mexican Caribbean.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Now, we have Punta Cana in the Caribbean, but also we have expanded in Asia. Now, with great hotels in different destinations, not only for sun resorts or locations, but also for ski. So now with our diversity, we have different jewels on the crown, but to mention the ones located in the Northern American area, I would like to make emphasis in Cancun and Punta Cana.
Right, right, yes, because both very well known.
Yes, definitely.
And I mean, so Club Med are now, you know, obviously looking at Panama, praising Panama. What do you see is the plus for Club Med with Panama? How do you see the Panama market?
Well, we have been able to identify that after this context that we have lived worldwide,
mm-hmm.
now after pandemic, people is looking for new things, new ways of traveling, and
right.
also to take advantage of your daily life on a daily basis. No, and Club Med is a great proposal. Why? Because you will have that sense of freedom. Taking into account that our resorts and in privileged locations,
mm-hmm.
that also our buildings do not grace on high, but yes, on length. So that gives people know that they really have a sense of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Also, all the proposal, no, because definitely we can offer for kids a different type of activities. So we tailor-made each vacation, I would say, mm-hmm. for each member of the family. And that's what Club Med continues doing. It is not that we have one prototype of vacation for everyone.
Right.
So according to your needs, according to your likes, we will build with our GOs and prepare the best vacations of your life. Because we do not sell only rooms and
right.
restaurants.
It's the experience.
We definitely sell memories,
mm-hmm.
uniqueness, and most important, emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people we have found out is looking after this situation that we have gone through.
Mm. And I'm talking about this situation, say, a couple of years of basically misery for everybody. How did Club Med fare? How did you do with the pandemic when nobody was moving around?
Yes, it was not easy, as everyone. No, fortunately, I can tell you that we were in a very strong position before pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever we had to close hotel by hotel, no, it was very difficult. But I can tell you that we have been going through this situation thanks to one asset, which is mainly our team.
Mm-hmm.
Our team has remained very strong, very committed, yes, to the brand, of course, but also to continue building happiness to our guests. So after 1 year, 1 year and a half, that the situation continues to be ramping up, well, we continue insisting that we are greatly and we're very fortunate to have the team we have in place.
Mm-hmm.
Because thanks to all of them, we have been able to continue going outside this chaotic and challenging
sure.
situation that the world faced.
Mm. And you're sort of finding now that people are really sort of, embracing this new freedom. Are you seeing a good upturn in people moving around now?
Yes. People is more eager than any time. No, they want to live, really. No, and we have seen that sometimes people was waiting for vacations, not summer vacations, Christmas
mm-hmm.
vacations.
Mm-hmm.
But now that you're taking the opportunity whenever they have time to go away, to really live the life.
Sure,
no?
sure.
And to take the most advantage of it. And I can tell you that Club Med is the great and the place to live your freedom. But also, very important, Jerry, something that I want to share with you and your audience is the place to disconnect from your daily activities, from all the problems we have, to reconnect. And what do I mean by that? To reconnect with you first, because I think that also pandemic gave us the opportunity to get inside of us and to make some changes, but also that reconnection with your family. Because although we were together in a home, in a house, but we, not each member of the family was doing their own things. So being at Club Med gives you the time of that reconnection, taking into account what does one member of the family wants to do. No, for example, we have a great program that is called Amazing Family.
Okay.
Which is directed to do activities with the complete family. But once again, taking into account what are the likes and the dislikes from each and any member of the family in particular.
Yeah, because this going back to what you mentioned a little bit earlier on about tailoring the holidays to the particular person. I mean, I remember, I think I just about became too old when they started, but you probably know of Club 1830. You know, they used to sort of, and it was sort of going off on these wild parties. Do you sort of cater from, you know, I mean, I'm actually going on vacation the end of next week, and this is something that was booked in April of last year, and we're wondering, would we ever go, because what's going to happen with the pandemic? And luckily everything's right. And like everybody else, you couldn't believe how much we're looking forward to going away. But like you say, it's tailoring, you know, a holiday to your specific requirements. And like you say, when you have a whole family, you're probably going to have a little kid, you're going to have a teenager, you're going to have mum, you're going to have dad. So you've really got to tailor your market, family-wise, or can you pinpoint a holiday, say, for somebody that's in that 18 to 30 range where they can go and have fun, let their hair down?
Yes, right. No, for example, whenever you have a members on the family, a teenager, which is a challenging age, yes. So he can be together having his privatization, and also mingling with some other kids of his age.
Right.
And I can tell you, and I can promise that at the end of the vacation, he or she will be making friends that will end forever, which is another very specific thing from Club Med, that friends are forever whenever you meet someone at the resort. No, it is a story that will continue, will not end whenever the vacation ends. So it continues, no? And dotted points.
So basically you've got everything, you've got a little bit of everything for everywhere. Can you cater sort of right across that spectrum in one of your resorts? I mean, you can cater in the resorts for the whole age group?
Yes, for example, if I understood correctly, what it is our proposal in one of the resorts?
Yeah, you know, for instance, like we said, you know, you've got a whole spectrum of family. Can you accommodate everybody in one resort, or are your resorts more concentrated on a specific, do you have a resort for old people? Do you have one?
Yeah.
You know, just checking.
No. Most of the resorts are family oriented.
Right. Mm-hmm.
No, but definitely inside the resort, we have specific areas that could be for adults only. Mm-hmm. No, that would like to have more relaxation, that would like to have that privacy and to be quiet. So it is for all the family, but special spaces that can accommodate special needs, behaviors, and expectations.
Yeah, wonderful. Right. Because even some of us old ones like to sneak off to the disco, you know that. and tell me, in your marketing initiatives, what is your approach to the Panama market? What are your initiatives for that?
Well, actually, our approach to the Panama market is to propose these unique experiences through our two jewels, Cancun and Punta Cana. And why? Due to the air accessibility. We are in conversations with an airline specifically in order to put together a special and attractive packages for the Panamanian market, in order to get to know Club Med, because recalling so more than 8 years ago, Club Med was very good position in the Panamanian market. No, but it has gone through ups and downs. Mm-hmm. And now our goal and our aim is to be there stronger than ever, and to really offer to the market a unique experience through our different resorts.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I do not want to leave aside the experiences we also have in ski.
Mm-hmm.
No, we have different resorts on the Alps, on the European Alps, and we are leaders on that segment. So we have the same model, I would say, which is the premium all-inclusive, which offers different, no, type of food, activities, sports. But something very important on the ski resorts is that also we offer the ski lessons for starters, intermediate, and the persons that already ski very well, and the ski leads. And that's why I am sharing with you that we are the leaders, because we have all in one, and also we build experience in the cold weather, which is the resorts in the Alps.
Yes, I know a lot of people enjoy the cold weather. I came here to get away from it. But I'll tell you what, I must admit, sometimes it's nice to get back and sort of put on some warm clothes and get out there and enjoy it. And I tell you what, because we're talking about, you know, you're looking at the Panama market with regards to selling Club Med. What about the other way around, Sandra? I mean, you're the sort of the boss for sort of Mexico and Latin America. What about Panama as a destination for Club Med in the future?
In the future, yes. Precisely, according to the plan we have to open from 3 to 5 hotels a year, we are looking for new destinations. And Panama is not the exception. So our development team, which is located in Paris and in Miami, are looking for opportunities, investment opportunities, and definitely we are working to open more resorts in Latin America. And Panama would be an ideal location for Club Med to be there.
Yeah, because so, for traveling to Panama now, it's so easy to get here from all over, you know, South America, North America, Europe, just a flight away. So
no, definitely. So hope to have a very in a very near future news for all of you. No, saying that now we're in Panama, but yes, we are on that trend. Panama is on the scope, and hopefully we will be in Panama very soon.
Oh, wonderful. Well, that's some good news. So everybody take note of that. Well, I mean, I guess it's the idea really is for other people to come here. we could do it because we do have, you know, I mean, like you said, when you were talking about Panama when we first started, it's a magical place. It's, you know, like everywhere in the world, it has its ups and downs, but to come here and relax and enjoy yourself, we've got, you couldn't wish for anything. I mean, look at our amazing climate, Sandra. You know, you can go to Boquete and be up there in the cool and the mountains, and even our Pacific place, you've got what we call the microclimates, where there's one resort here that I know, which I'm not going to mention any names, but they're actually in a microclimate, and they see less rain than anywhere else during a particular period of time. So we've got everything. So don't do come and set us up soon. Now you've got through the pandemic well, which we're all very happy about, because it's really been a very very difficult time for people in the hospitality business. Is there anything you sort of, you know, like all of us, we've sort of become changed, haven't we? Because we'd never been locked up before, and we were locked up for almost sort of 2 years. And I guess we've all learned a little bit more ourselves, and we've learned a little bit more about what we want to do. Did anything come out of this for Club Med as a group as to, you know, perhaps we should start looking at this or looking at that? Was there any lessons learned?
No, definitely there were several lessons, but one, it is how to be agile, more agile, that you have to act immediately, no? Because as I was sharing before, from one day to the other, we have to close not only one resort, but different resorts according to the zone and according to the lockdown. So agility was one of the learning lessons. Another one, and very important, how to be more productive with being digital. Sometimes we never thought that we were going to work from home, not having a call center move to your office, having a complete sales force to your home, So now that we have identified that we can work from home and we can have a real balance between your personal life and your professional life, that's another thing that we learned. And very important, and it's, although I will be repetitive, but how important a team is to your company.
Sure, absolutely. Without,
because you can have gorgeous and amazing locations, but if your team is not passionate about what they do, it is not committed to your brand, nothing will be possible. So I think those are the main takeaways we have from pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, what you just mentioned is absolutely right. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine the other day. We were talking about a very similar thing, of course, when you go to a restaurant. And I think what you need to, and, you know, what is important in a restaurant is that the person who looks after you, the person that serves you, the person that brings you drink, they can make or they can break your evening out. And it's in any kind of hospitality business or contact with the public, it is so, so important. That person is you. You know, I mean, you know, when, if you go to a restaurant and you have a terrible time because of the waiter or whatever, you don't just blame the waiter. You say, well, I'm not going back to that place again. You know?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. You know, absolutely. So, yeah, the service is key. And tell me, people are listening saying, oh, yes, let's go off on holiday. Come on, let's go and book somewhere. How does it work when you want to make a booking with Club Med?
Well, we have different channels in order to really adapt to our potential customers and customers. Of course, I do not want to leave aside our travel partners, which are key. No, and mostly nowadays that, again, we have to collaborate together in order to make things happen. So one channel would be through the travel industry and through our travel partners. Second channel, it is through our website, talking about being digital in order to make it more agile. No, we have our website, which is purely dedicated to Panama. So we put together a web page in order to make it more accessible. And third, and very important also for those customers that want to have a personal touch and a personal attention, we have our call center.
Okay.
We have a telephone. No, the call center is located in Mexico City, but with a local phone number from Panama. So there is no obstruction in order not to make a reservation for Club Med, because we are open and any channel the customer would like to choose, we are here to receive all your calls and the calls from the people that is willing to be free and to be happy.
Right. So now you know, there is no excuse.
No excuse
No excuse for not making a booking. Sandra Enriquez, thank you so very much for being with us. We're going to put some information on our website today as well about Club Med and how they can start getting in touch with you. And where do you go on holiday?
I will be going... We have a gorgeous hotel in the Mexican Pacific, which is Ixtapa. And also, although for Panama you have to do some stopovers, I invite you to go also and discover the Mexican jewel in the Pacific of Mexico.
There you go. There you are. There's a good tip from you from the boss. So there.
Yeah.
Sandra, thank you so very much. It's been a pleasure having you here on the show. And, you know, next time you're here, do pop in and come in and say hello.
Oh, definitely I will do. And once again, Jerry, thank you to you. Thank you to your audience. I hope to see you in person very soon.
Lovely. Look forward to it, Sandra. And congratulations again to Club Med getting back up there on their feet after this terrible time we've all had. So all the very best to you, Sandra. Thank you so very much. Bye-bye.
Muchas gracias. Thank you. Bye-bye.
There we go. You see? Club Med. Vacations, we love them, don't we? As you all know, I'm going off on mine just over a week's time. So I'm getting all geared up as well. Right, just quickly, I think I've got time to slot this in because we've just got a little note here on our WhatsApp. It's good morning, afternoon, Jerry. We're still morning and it's afternoon for Paul over there in the United Kingdom. I said, Jerry, could you please wish my Maria a very happy birthday. So Maria, very happy birthday from you, from Paul. And I got the outgoing song for this morning. And talking about holidays, this is one for the holidays, and also this is one, I guess, for Maria's birthday as well. Have a happy time.
Week or two, fun and laughter on our summer holiday. No more worries for me or you for a week or two. We're going where the sun shines brightly. We're going where the sea is blue. We've seen it in the movies. Let's see if it's true. Everybody has a summer holiday, doing things they always wanted to. So we're going on a summer holiday to make our dreams come true for me and you. To make our dreams come true for me and you. It's a week or two and a dream come true.
There's somebody else in their 80s and still going. Cliff Richard and the Shadows there off of an album called Reunited. That is Summer Holiday. And I remember as a little kid that was a movie, Summer Holiday. If I remember rightly, we were travelling around in a London bus. And that was a great movie. He was a bit of a, well, I guess he was equivalent at that time to Elvis Presley over there in the UK. Cliff Richard and the Shadows. And that's it. That has brought us towards the end of this morning's breakfast show. Doesn't the time fly by when you're having fun? Big thanks once again to Sandra Hernandez from Club Med, for being with us this morning. They've got their eyes on us here in Panama for you guys to go off and have a great vacation, but also in the future hopefully looking at it the other way around by bringing all those folks to our shores to come here and enjoy themselves, relax and spend their money. So big thanks to Club Med. Big thanks again, Sandra Hernandez. Big thanks also this morning. Great to have him back after a couple of weeks' absence. And that's Andreas Clemente for this week's movie review. Big thanks to Ingrid for today's report, and also to Yasmin, who's been working away there in the background doing all the social media work and publicity and you name it, she does it. And that's it. The Boys and Girls Group of Grada, big thanks to them, and as always to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us on The Breakfast Show. If you're interested in joining us, all you've got to do is give Yasmin a call on 223-5162 223 5162. That's a nice, easy number. Or you can always WhatsApp us. Don't forget our WhatsApp number, 677-18822. There's another easy one, 677-18822. Love to have you join us. And a big thanks to say to you, our listeners, advertisers, sponsors, please remember, I'll be back with you 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Between now and then, please, please, please be careful what you do, all right? Do it very safely, especially if you're driving a car and you're actually moving. Do be careful, all right? What do I want to be doing at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning? I want to be sitting here talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Quiroz, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.